Das war denn der 27. Chaos Communication Congress. Auch should I do it in English? English speakers? Hands up? Okay, so I did it in English. So this is the closing ceremony of the 27th Chaos Communication Congress. Many thanks for being here. We close traditionally with a little bit of insight into what happened behind the scenes. And we start as usual with the NOC that will tell us a little bit about what happened on the network. Then we will have a little presentation from the people who provided our streaming, the FEM. And then I will regale you with a few statistics about the rest of the Congress, how much Marta was consumed, how many victims the CERT needed to treat, and so on. So what we start first is the NOC. Thanks.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the usual NOC talk at the end of the Congress. We get dragged out of our nice, warm, cozy NOC room and forced to rather nervously come up here on stage and explain what we did. So, you can see this is the hardware we had. We had a rooted core of Force 10 switches and Juniper MX240 as a border, Force 10 distribution switches, a whole pile of HP Edge switches, which you've seen round and about at on the dance floors and so forth, and a wireless network with Cisco APs. This is a diagram. We actually had a diagram this year. you can see some pictures. Yeah, there's some boxes, there's some routers, there's some switches. Obviously, if we tried to draw everything on one diagram, it would get far too big and we wouldn't be able to see it. Here's the core of the network. This is a Force 10 E600. Usually, we like to customize the hardware a certain amount, so this will probably be removed before we send it back to Force 10. uplink. This is the Juniper MX240. This does our BGP with our uplinks, which are kindly provided by the list of people on the left there. We have a 10 gig link out of the Congress Center, which goes to Al Buen Contor. Excuse my pronunciation. Then breaks out there to the various transit providers and so forth. So I'm going to pass on to Attila, who's going to talk about the wireless.
Okay, we're seeing more and more wireless usage, and as it seems to work pretty great on 5 gigahertz, but it still breaks on 2.4. So for the camp or next year, try to bring 5 gigahertz hardware. It shouldn't be that expensive anymore. A simple USB stick with support for various operating systems you can get across the street here. We had some problems with wireless. I think this is one of the biggest. This picture was taken in the NOC during the build-up because I noticed that my own MacBook crashed several times. And that usually doesn't happen so often, so that's, And it didn't take us long to find the exact cause. And it was caused by disabling a specific feature on the controller, which is actually mandatory according to the IEEE standard. I've posted all the details on BugTrack. You can also find a PCAP file. You can play along with it. I already emailed Apple, and they are aware of the issue. So have fun with it.
So back to me again. So what other problems did we have? Well, we had an incident downstairs which caused quite a bit of an outage. Someone was basically causing a deliberate attack on the network where you send lots of frames with random MAC addresses, sources. Our response is basically knock, search, and destroy. Go down into the dance floor, find out who it is, and deal with them. We can actually mitigate against this. We can actually limit the number of MAC addresses we see on the uplink ports on the false 10s. And then we just simply get this nice little log message, and we can wander down without it really causing much of an outage, and just find the person and the culprit carefully, and demand crates of Club Marta and things like that. We have another recurrent problem at the Congress, which is we're actually putting far more bandwidth over the fibers that are in this building that interconnect the comms rooms than they're really designed for. I mean, these fibers were put in over 10 years ago. They're multimode fiber. And in fact, a rated limit is only 88 meters, which isn't very long in a building for these kind of fibers. So we have various workarounds in it, but it is a bit of a recurrent problem here. The real fix to this is to install single mode fiber. We've started to do that. Unfortunately, didn't quite get it finished. this worked, and it carried 10 gig of traffic, so that's all fine. Just needs maybe some tidying up next year. We have an abuse phone, which is carried by a member of the NOC staff, and it's part of our kind of way of making sure we're good to the internet community. People can call up any time and discuss problems they see on the network. We had one of these incidents. We had an attempted attack on a government site, which we tracked the culprit down and gained two cases of Club Marta, always very welcome in the NOC. And then it's more just actually boring stuff, like someone was allegedly seeding some DVD rip in French. Get some emails, no problem. And then we had just an enthusiastic fan that phoned the abuse line to say we were great. Thanks. These guys here, which does include me and some other people, we were part of the NOC team. We also couldn't really do this without the great Auger people, and especially the NOC help desk, who act as our sort of first line support out there on the out there in the building, and avoid this constant stream of people coming into the NOC, which is not so great. So thanks everyone, it was great, and it only remains to actually thank our basically a massive array of supporters who provided the equipment, the internet transit, the fiber, all kinds of things like this, the optics. It's a great bunch of companies, some of them well-known, some of them less well-known, and they've all provided stuff to us to help run the Congress network. So if you're looking to buy equipment or things like that, then remember these names, they're good guys. That's it. Thanks very much.
Yeah, many thanks to the NOC who provided our bandwidth and access to it. We had very little app use this year, surprisingly so. We expected more trouble since all days of the Congress were weekdays. And usually, when there is no weekend, then we have more trouble because people tend to notice that their websites got defaced. But surprisingly so, the APU's hotline had very few incidents. One of them was purely in-house. Basically, it was a DDoS attack, and the guy whose website was DDoSed was actually sitting in a NOC. So the problem could be solved internally. And another call was from a guy who just called to ask how it was done, which was okay. So we had one funny thing, which is that a German right-wing website got proactively offline for Congress. So, yeah, we came in peace. And now we have a short presentation by the people from FEM who provided our streaming.
Screen. Maybe here is full screen. So it's not my Mac. Next year, I will use a real computer. So, now we streamed all the lectures this year, and we have some facts, and here is the graph. And we have some attack. We think it was strange. It comes connections in and the counters runs up and but after a short time we have a self-cooling system and it breaks down. But the real peak is the Pfeiffer peak. We have 5,800 streaming clients at the same time, and average with night also, the average is with the night, and 1,200 clients out here and all of the world. So we have 6 encoders with Windows Media and H.264. We have write a lots of lines code for managing our system, but was not fast enough that because the recordings will take a while, and so we have 100 hours on lectures, and these are 3 terabyte video material, and we will encode on 12 encoders. So a lot of thanks to all the people that spent us 12,000 euros. And at the Congress, it comes 500 euros to this summary. And we thank all the people they are watching our streams, and we thank all the upcoming mirrors for the recordings and so on. We have special thanks to Hetzner, the technical university that gives us a 10 gigabit uplink. Also Hetzner 10 gigabit uplink. We have also support. Oh, nice. we have also support from the CCC Ulm, Selfnet, and Manitou. And nevertheless, the video and audio angels the NOC, they gives us a special uplink, and the BCC technicians and Nick Farr. Maybe next year it comes the Nick Farr compression tool for images or videos. Huh? Take pictures there, pictures there. Thanks for the mic. So. Thanks for your attention and see you next year. I hope so.
Yeah, many thanks to the FEM for providing this essential streaming service that makes it possible for the people who could not attend physically to still participate in Congress. We had actually quite a lot of peace missions, which were the external Congress locations where people got together watching the streams, looking at the content, discussing stuff, and also submitting the questions to the talk via IRC. So that was our effort basically in trying to virtualize the Congress a bit more and make it possible, even if you don't want to travel through ice and snow and pre-sale system, to come or participate in at the Congress. So in total we had 31 peace missions in Germany, which is I think approximately the same as last year. We had 18 peace missions outside of Germany, so quite a number of places where you could actually watch Congress with people that you like. And some were quite big, so we for instance, I think in the Czech in Stuttgart had approximately 15 visitors all the time, and they consumed 200 liters of Mate, which is quite a lot for 50 people. That was quite fascinating. Which brings me to the subject of gastronomic statistics. We don't know how much was eaten, but we know that we drank 6,000 liters of Mate here. And surprisingly, only a tenth of that of beer. So people apparently have been wild awake while being here. We had approximately 4,000 tickets sold in total. That is tickets for all days and single day tickets. So we had approximately 3,000 people here at the peak times in the building. When the large events were, which is approximately what we can get into the building. And the oldest visitor on record is 86 years old. And we had approximately 12 kids in the kindergarten, which needs to be advertised a bit more. So we had very well working children care. So if you want to bring your kids to the next Congress, we think we will continue that because it worked so well, and their parents were very satisfied because they had a real professional team there caring care for the kids, which is a round of applause, I think, because we need... Yeah, we need much more younger people coming here into our cultural zone. The Lost and Found recorded approximately 250 objects, so if you miss something, Lost and Found is still open to find stuff back. The most curious object so far we had is a Jewish prayer book and the ID card of a police commissioner. I don't know, maybe not yet anymore. See somebody running. So the as I noticed in the FEM already said, we had approximately 100 hours of lectures. So it was, to be precise, 97.2.5 hours of planned lecture with a bit of overtime and discussions and so on. So that was quite a bit of content that we had. We had only one talk that actually got cancelled. That was because Dmitry Skylarov just got snowed in Moscow and simply couldn't leave. Otherwise, all talks took place that were announced, which is very good. We needed only to shift one talk because the train was late, and one talk was late because the speaker came late because the TSA hassled him in the US. So a big thanks to the content team and the people who cared for the speakers. They made possible the great content that we have here, and also a big thanks to the speakers who gave the great talks here. We also had a lot of workshops that got a bit unnoticed sometimes, which is a pity. We need to find better ways of announcing them and telling people that they're taking place. So also big thanks to the workshop people who made workshops and distributed knowledge there. Thanks a lot. As usual, when many people come together, there are accidents, incidents, problems that need to be solved. The people taking care here for that are the people at the CERT. They told me that this was their quietest Congress ever. So they had only 54 people that needed taking care of, which is very little. Apparently the flu season hasn't hit yet, so they had so little to do that they actually got in cases from the street. So actually, no, that was an accident that happened, or an incident that happened on the street and needed taking care of. So many thanks for keeping us safe and healthy to the people from the CERT. And as you may have noticed, we had also quite a good communication infrastructure here. We had basically two wireless networks. A DECT network that and a GSM network. We had in total 1,589 numbers registered to the POC infrastructure and approximately 900 SIM cards for the GSM network got sold and 678 SIM cards of those were booked in, so approximately 240 were just vanishing somewhere. We had large four-digit numbers of SMS sent, calls made, and so on. The call success rate was not that high because there were some problems with distribution of cells and so on, and the software being patched live, as usual. So, but in general, it worked pretty well. So we had a very, very well-working communication system. So many thanks to the people from the POC and the GSM team for providing that to us. Yeah, the whole thing here would not be possible without the hard work, weeks and months of the core Orga team and the Projektleitung, who basically are the people where the buck stops when nobody else takes care of it. And so please a huge round of applause for the Orga team who made this whole thing happen even weeks before. So, and finally, big thanks to the people from the house here from the BCC that are hosting us year after year, even now they know as well. They're still hosting us, which is really great. And many thanks to the BCC and to people taking care of us here. And finally, the whole thing, this whole event is, as you know, is entirely volunteer-driven. So there's the vast proportion of work here is being done by volunteers or angels that are doing everything from standing at the door, letting people in, to taking care that stuff is cleaned up and making sure that everything is working and so on. And without them, it wouldn't simply be possible to do an event like this. So we are very proud that we can do events like this in this dimension just based on volunteer work. And so very, very big applause for our angels. So this basically concludes the 27th Chaos Communication Congress. What is now left is tearing the whole thing down. And there are two things to note. One is the network has already been switched off. So you don't need to stay for leeching. You probably have internet at home. But you are extremely welcome to stay if you want to help putting everything back to order here and loading all the stuff into the vans and tearing everything down. And so Bernie will explain in a second what exactly is to do. I think the first exercise is getting the... Okay, so everybody who wants to help with tearing down is going over there to Bernie, who is coordinating the tearing down. And the exercise that we have now for you is, before you leave this room, that you untangle the chair that you're sitting on from the chair next to it, and you're putting all the chairs in nice piles of 10 at the walls. So, and doing it slowly, and thanks for being here. And we see you, one moment. We're seeing you at the camp in summer, because we're having a camp in summer. And as I heard, the camp will have no size limit.